Yeah, guys. Welcome to DC Thursday. Where, of course, we're going to be talking about is everything, not Star Wars, but or DC. And this is the bonus episode. We're going to be talking about the most notorious person of the DCEU. No, I'm not talking about the president of DC, the thin president, but I'm talking about Amber Heard. But yeah, that's who we're going to talk about. The most unhinged bitch in the courtroom. Just, you know. Yeah, who is best known for the name Amber Turd. You remember at the where I say this is going to be a bonus episode. Not going to be using my silly persona or anything. Just my real hard, serious discussion. But yeah, about Amber Heard. Yeah, a long time ago, she, of course, had sued Johnny Depp via Sun article, claiming that Johnny Depp was the abuser of the relationship. But everyone knows that's Amber shit. Yeah, like bullshit, but, you know. But, yeah, it's just. Well, I'll get to that reference in a bit. But yeah, the Amber Heard fans are just like, you know. But I'm not, you know, say that they shouldn't, you know, because they're starting to turn against her. But if Amber Heard, I'm just saying that, of course, she's been unhinged in the, you know, that I could read her sign language. Like, she was just given a cold, dead stare at Johnny Depp when he testified. But I'm not saying Johnny's perfect or anything. Johnny did admit that he did take drugs and he did drink, but he wasn't ashamed to admit that. But also, Kate Moss, who was one of his girlfriends, even came to his defense. We never heard this claim that he was abusive to Kate Moss also. Say he was the one that pushed him down. That's not true. Kate Moss just really said, Kate Moss said that she was sent down the stairs by herself, and Johnny came to her and picked her up, like, you know, like in his arms, because that is a gentleman thing, because that is a gentleman right here, Johnny Depp. I mean, sure, he wasn't perfect, but he's a gentleman, you know, even to his exes. You know, like Winona Ryder, Kate Moss, and the one who bared him children. And sure, they divorced, but he treats them fairly. Amber Heard, however, she just abused not just Johnny Depp, but also abused her ex-girlfriend. Well, sure, I mean, we're in the month of the LGBT, but, you know, but we're not going to get it, that, but like I say, you know, but my personal, you know, it doesn't matter. What matters is the, you know, the jar of dirt, and we know what's inside it. The evidence doesn't lie, too. The evidence of abuse from Amber Heard, because it sets it all from his severed finger. The bottles, and of course, with the Amber Heard testimony, including the one of the evidence, where, of course, she just shit the bed on the testimony. Both in evidence, literally, and her testimony, figuratively. And you got both meanings, and both evidence and her testimony, shitting the bed. Because, you know, she has screws loose. You know, but then she tried to make up bullshit, you know? Try and make up a fuckload of lies. You know? It's softly spoken lies from that song, Salt and Pepper, by the butthole servers. But me, I just saw these fucking lies. You know? And of course she did say that he put, and she, the worst lie she ever did, saying that he broke the bottle and then sexually, you know, assaulted her and by putting a broken bottle in her vagina. No, in her clitoris. No. In her pussy. But there is no proof that he did that, you know? Like I said, there is no evidence. That's, you know, but it's just broken bottle with, you know. She threw a bottle at his hand. You know, tear off his fucking finger, you know? Like I said, just tear off his fucking finger. If that's just, you know. Now what she just said is bullshit, you know? I mean, sure, but I mean, unlike the she tried to stall Kyle Rittenhouse's performance when crying on the stand. I mean, sure, Kyle Rittenhouse is, there's no tears at Kyle Rittenhouse, but his panic attack confirms that it was, that he was really upset, you know? I can read sign language. I mean, Kyle Rittenhouse, we started having a panic attack. That was real. But if her performance of her crying, there were no tears. And there was no panic attack. Even the acting coach proved that she had a hard time crying. Of course, she was losing support. Johnny Depp has gained her support. But if ever her just get in a criminal trial, you know, where she might end up in jail, but this one's just a defame, so. And she gets sued by her ex-girlfriend. And of course, you know, put her in court. Not just for money, but also not for the favor. That's Johnny Depp. But also to put her in jail. You know. So Johnny Depp is just a defame, you know. Even though she's not going to jail for that. But the next one, she would be end up in jail for good. And, you know, and I hope the next trial she's going through, that the court favors in her ex-girlfriend. Well, I know she's bisexual, you know, but yeah, again, I know it's June, but we just focus the topic on him. I have no problem with diversity or anything, but, you know, just. We're focusing on Amber Heard, not personal life, but toxic relationship. But what would happen if she landed in jail? Well, let's hope he don't make the wrong decision. And that wrong decision is replace Mira with someone else, like, you know, of diversity and inclusion, but, you know. But like I say, I don't have a race problem or anything, like Asian or anything, but we need an actress not the color of the skin, but based on their talent. My recommendation is Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones and Solo Star Wars Story. I mean her performance. I mean, I enjoy her performance. And plus she's actually hot. More hotter than Amber Heard. Well, I thought Amber was hot at first. Right before the Johnny Depp situation. Which, of course, they have, you know. She just lies and lies. And even, well, I hope if Camille Vasquez, the attorney for Johnny Depp, hears this, call me. Yeah, I mean, give me your phone number. I would love to you to be my lawyer. Call me. Hey, sorry. Sorry, I meant, you know, just, it's a phone number just in case if I ever get sued. You know, she could be my defense attorney. Yeah. But the verdict is tomorrow. If they side with Amber Heard, I will not stand with that ruling. To be fair, I will not stand with it. Unlike the Kyle Rittenhouse one, where Kyle Rittenhouse has been not guilty, that is the one I stand with. Because, you know, in the criminal justice system, either you like that verdict, or you don't like the verdict of guilty or not guilty. Like, if you like the verdict or not about Kyle Rittenhouse getting not guilty, please stand with it. You know, like I do, because one of the testimonies from one of his ambushers, you know, the survivor, that one of the three ambushers who ambushed Kyle Rittenhouse admitted, and that's case closed, you know, that's case closed. And he's not guilty, and I, 5 counts, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. I stand with it. And there you go, guys. Like I say, I mean, even if I still think it was the kangaroo court, I stand with the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. But Amber Heard, with her testifying and her shitting a bed, and her lousy performance, if they sided with her, I will not stand with it. But I will keep you updated that this is just what I think of her testimony in her court when she's the defendant and Johnny Depp, her ex-husband, is the plaintiff. But I do side that I am on the side of Johnny Depp, ladies and gentlemen. Because, you know, I never went to law school, but I can read sign language in court, you know, like Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, yeah, I can read his sign language. And he should give up nursing and maybe go to law school. But we're not talking about Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm talking about Johnny Depp versus Heard. But, yeah. It is what it is. At least, you know. But, everybody loves, you know, Johnny Depp. And sure, he wasn't perfect. And sure, he drank. And sure, he took drugs. But, give the man a break, everybody. He went through a tough marriage that just defamed him. And, well, he got replaced by Disney before that. And he had been fired from Warner Brothers, and he got recasted with Mads Mikkelsen, which I don't have a problem with Mads Mikkelsen, but was that really necessary to do that to a man who had been sweet to his past girlfriend and to his first ex-wife who just birthed them as children? No. No. The man just loved his exes and he treats them with respect. But that nasty woman, Amber Heard, just won't stop harassing him, and she won't stop harassing his exes, and that makes me sick to my stomach. And sure, that is really upsets me, you know? That she just would never, ever, ever stop. Never stop hurting the man who wasn't perfect, but loved his exes, you know? And blames the dog for shitting the bed, which is a human-sized turd, which was from her. No? And it wasn't the dog's fault. Yes, I know what the dog's turd looks like. The dog's turd was small. But that's a human-sized turd. And it's bigger than, you know. And I'm sorry, folks. I mean, if it makes you uncomfortable, if I talk about fecal right now. But sorry, guys. I'm trying to fight the tears, you know, and I really have tears right now after what she had done to that man, you know. And Warner Brothers just fired him, and movies would not want her, but at least France, the neighboring country in Europe, the allies of the U.S., kept Johnny Depp. And they knew he's not guilty until proven innocent. He's innocent because they know. He's innocent because we know. And he's innocent. Because I know. And it's just, you know, that, you know, that Johnny had been defamed and he got, you know, replaced by Mads Mikkelsen, and I got no problem with Mads Mikkelsen, but that was the most wrongful thing that she has ever done. No? I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Just rant and raving, you know. It was just, you know.
I wish it was, you know, wish everything would be okay right now, but can't. With the politics and of course, you know, after what happened last week, in Texas, but we're not going to get into that for a bit. Just because it's the man whose life was hell. All because the woman just wants attention and wants everybody to feel sorry for her. But sure, man, I feel sorry for women who've been abused by her husband, but that is only one woman. Just the one woman. I will never will feel sorry for what she has done, not just to Johnny Depp, but to her ex-girlfriend. You know? She realized that no one will always be on her side. Not her friends, not her sister, and especially not Depp's exes will take her side. Now, just want to thank Kate Moss and thank Leona Ryder. I want to thank the judge for her, you know, for her civic duty. Well, not just to protect Johnny Depp, but just, you know, just partake in the case. And want to thank the lovely Camille Vasquez for being Johnny's attorney. And thank the other guy for being his attorney also. And I just want to thank everybody, including Balib and his fans, for treating Johnny so kindly. And my mom loved the man. My mom, oh God rest her soul, is loved the man to death. As Captain Jack Sparrow, you know? A man in his 50s who more looks like he's in his 30s. Had his life hell by a woman in her 20s, trying to make him miserable. No. Alright, guys. We'll try to feel better. And I'll return with the next part of the bonus episode. I'll tell you who got the verdict. No. I'm sorry, everyone. I've just had been shouting and ranting, Raven, after what she just did. At me, I just have... And through hell, a lot, like, after what happened last week with the elementary school in the small town, Texas, took in lives of children and two teachers. And also with Johnny Depp getting abused and everything. You know, and have been defamed for the wrong reason. But it's up to the jury. I'm not forcing y'all. I mean, whatever you do, I'm not telling you to take Johnny Depp's side or, you know, take your side however it hurts. But take the side of who you think is, you know, you're favorable for the performance. like, you know. But me, I hope Johnny Depp gets this one in the bag, you know. And we can finally put that trial to bed. Alright guys, I'll be right back. Yep guys, I just got done watching the Amber Heard verdict and Johnny Depp. Just want to say, you know how much Amber Heard won in the counter lawsuit against Johnny Depp? You want to know how much? You're not going to believe how much Johnny Depp won against her. $15 million! Yes! We finally did it! The jury favored Johnny Depp. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes! You know, I'm lucky to have a mom. I'm lucky to have a mom who was a Johnny Depp fan. And I got a bit of Johnny Depp fandom in me. Oh, sorry, I tooted because I had some McDonald's. But this is a major victory for the ex-husband of Amber Turd. But is it far from over? Nope. Unfortunately, nah. It's fucking far from over. Because Amber Heard just had as an obsession with Johnny Depp. Just would not leave him the fuck alone. Let's just say. And even her lawyers go on NBC. And just blame the jury, the fans. They blame the jury, they blame the fans, you know, for the decision. Come on, grow the fuck up. You know, it's their verdict. They favor Johnny Depp, and, you know, if ever heard one, I would never stand with it. Unlike the Cowan House verdict. I like the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. That is the only one I would not stand with it. I mean, I stand with the Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, I'm not a Kyle Rittenhouse guy, but I would love to meet him if he ever comes eating at Aloha. If he ever, you know, comes to eat at a restaurant. I would love to see the guy. And I would tell him that, you know, even though, you know, I come clean saying I'm not a fan of his, but I stand with the verdict and not guilty after what the ambushers had done to him. That, it, when he got not guilty, I stand with it. I mean, sure, when it was a kangaroo court and blah, 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 no evidence. Lack of evidence. And then the survivor just admitted. Just had admitted that he and the other two that Kyle Rittenhouse had shot and killed were ambushing him. Were ambushing Rittenhouse. And he got not guilty. I stand with it. But your client, Amber Heard, however, she had only won two measly $1 million for Johnny Depp, but she owed him money, $15 million, and he said he would commit to donate. Well, Johnny Depp fans say, on their behalf, they will commit to donate to charity. Your client, on the other hand, she
did not donate money to charity. She's not just, you know, she did not. You do not, first off, you do not blame the jury. You should be the defense attorney. You should accept the verdict. And you cannot say it's our fault. You cannot say it's the judge's fault. You cannot say it's the jury's fault. You have no one else to blame but yourself. And boy, I do kind of have the hots for Camille Vasquez. The lawyer for Johnny Depp. And she, and Melly, why are there no Ace Attorney? Why is there no Ace Attorney meme of her? You know, like Turner meme, like an Ace Attorney character. Like Camille Vasquez, Ace Attorney. Rated T for T, or rated M for mature. You know, like Phoenix Wright. You know, because she reminded me as the real life Phoenix Wright. And I disagree with Legal Eagle on what he thinks of Phoenix Wright. But don't get me wrong, I like the lawyer. I like the lawyer who runs the channel. Don't get me wrong, I like him, but I disagree with his viewings of, you know, of who's a better lawyer and who's the worst lawyer. And he thought Phoenix Wright is the worst, but yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying. And yeah, like I say, but what about the other cases? Well, there are two other cases that he's going to, that they're going to do. Well, possibly going to do. First off, they are going to do the, Aussie court, or Australian court, so she is going to be tried in a criminal justice system for the throwing a bottle at Johnny Depp's hand, severing his finger. And I tell you, if she's found guilty, she would face up to 3 years in Australian jail. And, you know, and Warner Brothers, this would wake up Warner Brothers and DC. No second chances, no bailout, and no more Mira for her. And I hope Mira gets recasted with Emilia Clarke or any woman who had a good chemistry with Jason Momoa. Or any actress who's willing to make a good statement to Jason Momoa for Aquaman 3. But for Amber Heard, there will be no second chances. There will be no getting careers back on track. Just to be sitting lonely in jail. But let's not forget that Johnny Depp was not the first person, was not the only person she had abused. But I already just mentioned earlier that she had ever heard had also abused her ex-girlfriend. And yes, I know, again, it's Pride Month, but like I say, I'm not gonna talk about her sexuality like that much.
But yeah, she is bisexual, and she dated a woman before she got married to Johnny Depp and made her life a living hell. Because she already made her girlfriend's life a living hell by abusing her. And then she got arrested. And it ended in a dismissal. But I got news that the judge may be considering reopening the case of Heard and her ex-girlfriend. Which I hope that goes first. And then Australian the next. Because she really needs to pay for her crimes. Because in a civil litigation or in a criminal justice system, no one, not celebrities, not the presidents of the United States, and not even the police can be above the law. And meanwhile, even though we have an Amber Heard situation going on, now we go to another one with involving Ezra Bridger. Oh, wait. Ezra Bridger. Oh, that's a Star Wars. Oh, my bad. I meant Ezra Miller. Because Ezra Miller has been not much of a big name ever since his appearance in the Joss Whedon's Justice League. He's not much of a big name. But he is, of course, quite interesting. Well, was quite interesting. And then, of course, he also appeared in the Zack Snyder version of the Justice League. But reason we're going to be talking about is because he also had been controversial for the reason. Well, let's see. Right after The Flash got done filming, he just encountered a couple just flat out assaulting them and threatening to kill them. And then he got arrested. Then Warner Brothers was like, no big deal. No big deal. And we're going to give him another chance. And then, of course, he was also put in a restraining order. The restraining order for not tell him he is not allowed to go near them anymore. And then know what he did? He goes to the karaoke. And again, he got arrested. Yeah, Warner's like, yikes. Okay. Yeah, I don't think that'll be enough of it. We're just gonna give him a chance. And then, of course, the dude just used a pronoun preference like they and them, but me, I don't do pronoun preferences. Are not my thing. Sorry. But he, of course, he got that controversy, which, of course, he flirted with an illegal woman and was just wanting to come back, but he was stalking her. And Warner's like, oh boy, that's not good. I don't know. We should suspend him. But, call him up for another Flash movie. But here's the real kicker, everyone.
The kicker
was he even got an encounter with a minor. Yeah, you heard me right. A minor. A 12-year-old girl. Yeah! Not being funny on this one, folks. Like I say, this is a bonus episode. I'm not being funny. This is just me. Like not in my silly persona. This is the real me. Just, if you want more real me, just let me know. But, yeah! That killed my excitement for The Flash. That right there, with Ezra Miller, that killed my excitement for The Flash movie. Just killed it. He just killed it. And that's where Warner Brothers just said, enough is fucking enough. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say it again. Yeah, this is where Warner Brothers has drawn the line and they say, enough is fucking enough. And I'm calling Michael DeSantis on that. And in other words, they just fired Ezra Miller. And they have just decided not to renew, not to put him in the future. You see, after PR disaster, after PR disaster, after PR disaster, and after PR disaster. But if they're going to do that with Ezra Miller, why couldn't they do that with Amber Heard, too? I mean, that's a load of bullshit, you know? Like I say, this is a load of bullshit. And why couldn't Warner Brothers take the ass to Johnny Depp? And after the jury side with Johnny Depp, why couldn't they remove Amber Heard? I mean, they remove Ezra Miller because of his PR disasters and being involved with a minor. You know? And a legal woman. And harassing a couple. You know? And whole... At the Sunshine State. At the Honolulu State. Hawaii. You know, where the Japanese have bombed Pearl Harbor in World War II. And of course, where everyone just sits and relax at the Honolulu. And, no one else. And they just mess up. Yeah, but they're getting, like, this is worse than Disney. Because of Disney, of course, they got indicted. Because of, like, four of the Disney employees were the child traffickers. Were on the poster, were one of the 100 people that were arrested for child trafficking. But I hope Ezra Miller goes away for a long, long, long time. Because we can't let him get casted in another film. We can't let him get casted in Hollywood. And we can't let him go free. They got to indict him. The police got to find him. And they got to indict him. And yeah. And yeah, it's just... But hey, Universal got a chance. At least Universal had a chance, has a chance with Johnny Depp being casted for Beetlejuice 2. As they seem interested in casting him. But yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. But yeah. They can't just let Amber Heard have a chance. And the police hopefully catches the sick fuck for being involved with a minor. And of course, and I hope Amber Heard gets recasted for the third one, but not with Nicole Kidman. Don't get me wrong, Nicole Kidman's beautiful, like she was in the 90s, but not really necessary to de-age her, because that would be weird. But rather than recast her with Emilia Clarke or any actress younger, well, like 20s or around his age, like late 20s or around Jason Momoa's age, and then that would be resolved. But thanks to what Ezra Miller just done, he killed my excitement for The Flash, and he stands backed up. And Amber Heard, even though I want a boycott, because she's going to be in it. But, you know what? No. Unfortunately, I can't. Because I got a podcast to do. And speaking of podcasts, that's going to be about it for the bonus episode of DC Thursday. So, I'm glad we got justice for Johnny Depp. I'm disappointed that Warner Brothers wouldn't fire Amber Heard too. And I am beyond fucking pissed off with Ezra Miller killing my excitement for The Flash. Even though he, of course, made his career DBA, dead before the film's arrival. Alright. That's about it. I'll see you guys next time.